Let's rock out in Italian and English for the next few minutes with Zucchero. He wraps up his U.S. tour this week. Fittingly for an artist who's been deep into the blues and the American South for a long time, Zucchero's final stops on this tour will be in Louisiana and Texas. The World's William Troop, a longtime Zucchero fan, sat down with him during an earlier stop here in Boston.
Zucchero is late for his interview with me.
Allo, allo, allo. Okay. Sono in concerto a Boston oggi. Va bene?
Okay. Sound check went longer than expected, and there was a mix-up with the masseuse. But once we start talking about his music, he seems to relax. He tells me that the inspiration for his latest album, called Black Cat, came to him during his last U.S. tour, back in 2014, when he traveled by bus around the country.
Especially the South was very inspired me. Like Tennessee, you know, Georgia, Louisiana.
I'm lying down, buddy. I'm lying down, big boy. I'm lying down, buddy.
And when I come back home, I imagine, you know, the old days when there was the plantation already. It was like a movie in my mind, you know, like 12 Years a Slave, you know, this kind of movie. And I start to think about that period where there were slaves, you know, that was singing prison song. And that's why I said, well, we still have slaves, new slaves, with all the immigrants comes from Libya, Syria, North Africa.
My heart is spent almost a race.
That's a tune called Turn the World Down. Zucchero wrote it with Elvis Costello. It's one of several songs on the album, produced by T-Bone Burnett and recorded with local musicians in Nashville. Gives you an idea of how far Zucchero goes to get his sound just right. Another tune from that Nashville session is a gospel-infused track called Hey Lord. It's also about the plight of immigrants. This time, the lyrics are mostly in Italian. Zucchero's relationship with the English language is fluid. Sometimes he sings entirely in English, other songs are purely in Italian. Most often, it's a mix, Italian, English, even a bit of Spanish. Zucchero says it's not the language of the lyrics that's important. For him, it's more about the vibe.
When I was a kid and I was starting making music and I was listening all this band coming from England or America, including, you know, Ray Charles, Otis Redding, or Beatles, or Rolling Stones, yeah, I didn't understand one word because they were singing in English, but I like it. And the music is enough to transmit the feeling and the vibe. I believe that music can talk.
And linguistically, it goes both ways. Years ago, it was a Zucchero song, in Italian, that spoke loudly to someone who, quote, didn't understand one word.
Viaggio in fondo ai tuoi occhi, try to lose my mind.
It was in 1987. Miles Davis was on tour in Europe, and he heard this song by Zucchero called Dune Mosse.
Zucchero!
He had no idea who Zucchero was or what he was singing about, but Miles knew he had to play on that track with him. A few weeks later, they met in a studio to record a new version.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Zucchero, who has collaborated with a lot of artists over the years, brought this up unprompted as we were talking about singing in different languages.
The first collaboration that I did was with Miles Davis in New York. And after the recording sessions, We went to a restaurant and he said, "You have to sing. I love your voice. I like your music. But you have to sing in Italian. It's more unique. It's more exotic."
Il mare in fondo ai tuoi occhi, creami nudi landi. Il vento in fondo ai tuoi occhi, carezzo tu le mosse.
Listening to that version of the song, some 30 years after it was recorded, it's hard to argue with Miles Davis. His trumpet is the perfect complement for Zucchero's voice. And even if you don't understand his Italian lyrics, Zucchero's emotion comes through loud and clear. There is a third version of Dunne Mosse with the lyrics translated into English, but it's just not the same. Zucchero says composing in another language from scratch is fine, but
when you go to translate my lyrics in another language, because I'm using a lot of double meaning, a way to say from the street, you know, it's almost impossible. So I decide in the last 10 years that, you know, I have to sing in Italian.
Better yet, sing in Italian, but add a sprinkle of English, you know, to get the vibe just right.
That's all right. Sugar and spice. Luna, umana, cozy. Finca,
for the world, William Troop, Boston.
Tu vai avanti così. Luna crudele. A torturarmi così. Roll with me, baby. Yeah. Spinning.
If it sounds familiar, you're right. We played some of this song on the show yesterday, but it is so sweet, we couldn't help ourselves. Italy's Zucchero, Sugar Fornaciari, ending the show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Rolla questa sera, dammi tregua, mamma. Fiore in canottiera.